Well, I guess she has arrived.
Yes, we're ready here. Let's get rolling with more Tips to Grow On. Tips to Grow On is a service of our friends at Columbia Nursery and Landscape. Columbia Nursery and Landscape, and they give you the best in service. They've been there for 28 years. That's Columbia Landscape and Nursery. And good morning, Elizabeth.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, John. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
So we turn it back on you this time. How are you?
I am okay. I'm okay. What do they call it? The bumps of life. This is a tiny bump.
Bump. So you've got a great perspective. You make lemonade out of lemons. So.
Well, I hope so, but sometimes the lemons get a little bitter. All you have to do is look around to see, you know, there's someone who has a bigger bump,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
But I mean, how can you feel bad on a beautiful morning like this?
Man.
This is just gorgeous. This is just spring has definitely arrived. Yeah. Well, thank you for having me, and thank you, Columbia Nursery. And welcome you gardeners and wannabe gardeners and new gardeners to our hardiness zones. I know that can cause a lot of guesswork and a lot of not knowing where do I start, will winter never end, and how long is the growing season, and so on. But it's beautiful this morning. But before I continue, I want to give special thanks again to everyone who contributes in so many positive ways to make our wonderful community even better. So thank you. And on that note, John and Robin, I think I mentioned that before, but maybe not. Do you realize that there are groups in the valley that provide dinners for the warming center? Not just a dinner for 50 at the warming center. And tonight it will be taco night, thanks to the Flathead County Democratic Women. So thank you, ladies. It's not easy to do a dinner for 50, but they are just wonderful over there, and of course the staff is wonderful. You know that you have the follow-ups on the radio every Wednesday afternoon, so doing wonderful work. Last week we talked about raised beds, and so today I wanted to talk about how to continue this topic and how to help you reach that goal, you listeners, if you are, if you've always thought about that. And John, you know, you have, I meant to ask you, are your raised beds made out of woods or other types of raised beds?
Yeah, well, ours are made out of wood. In fact, it's cedar, so they withstand the moisture and everything.
Yeah, that's great. And that's really the most common way of doing raised beds, but there are other ways, and maybe you listeners can get some ideas from that. So what are the, you know, first of all, you've decided to have raised beds, and you know what you would like to grow, and you have a pretty good idea of how much you would like to grow, and that's a great way to start. So let's talk about the types of raised beds you may wish to consider. So wood, of course, like John said, cedar is commonly used. Some people use redwood if they have lucky enough to have some and are able to have access to some. But please don't use treated lumber. The EPA banned, it's called chromated copper arsenate, CCA in 2003. It would leach out into your crops. Not a good idea. The same applies to railroad ties. They're coated, treated with creosote, and so they leach chemicals into your soil and of course into your crops. What about styles? Well, the most common style is they're stacked boards. So stacked high, depending on the heights that you need. And they're braced with, of course, rebar. What is the bed width? so reaching from one side to the other. A 4 foot width is pretty easy to reach from both sides, but then how long is your reach? If you have especially long arms, you might be able to reach a little more. But make it accessible from both sides, and because you don't want to have to step into your bed. So how high do you want your beds on the sides? Well, you can do it up to 3 feet, but it all depends on, do you garden as you kneel? Do you want to kneel? Do you want to sit? Or do you want to stand as you garden? So it depends on your physical abilities and likes. Perhaps you need a bed that is wheelchair accessible. And so you would need to have that bed a lot higher, of course. What about the length of that bed? So the ideal length is 8 feet. But do you remember your cross supports in the middle? Just make sure that it doesn't, bend in whatever way. There is always moisture, of course, but make sure it stays the way you want it to stay. Perhaps you've considered a square foot garden, and then you would do the 4 by 4 by 4 foot measurements. And, of course, wood can last 15 to 20 years or more, depending on the weather. Do you know, John, what sizes you have in your garden?
Do you mean the size of the garden itself?
No, the beds, 8 by 4 feet or so is the most common size.
Yeah, I think ours are more like 3 feet across and about 6, maybe 7 feet long.
Ideal. So you can definitely reach it from both sides.
Yeah, and they're about 3 feet tall.
Yeah. Okay. Mine is tall too. That my wife has outside the greenhouse, probably 3 by 7. I'm guessing, but I don't know about the wood, but we have it lined with plastic that the dirt is in, so that would protect it from the wood.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people do that, and I'm sure that the you've punctured the plastic so that there's some drainage there. Yeah, great. That's a great tip, Robin. Thank you. Well, another way to have raised beds, and this this very much depends on the architecture of your home. Some people like to match stone raised beds or brick or concrete blocks, maybe, to match the style of the home. But remember, concrete materials can leach lime into the soil and raise the pH, so it would become alkaline, a little more alkaline. Number three, and it's become very chic these days, are those metal feed troughs, and they're come in various shapes, corrugated aluminum and sheet metal, and very long lasting, of course. Great for warm season heat loving vegetables. They keep the heat, of course, much better than other materials. But they dry out faster, so consider that. And, of course, they're more expensive. What about the soil for your raised beds? Well, first of all, you need to calculate the square footage of your beds. And then when you go to the nursery, they will probably ask you, where you are planning to put that soil, and choose the right soil mix for your raised beds. Most bags are approximately 2 cubic feet in size, and it might be cheaper for you to buy in bulk, but then you have to consider the delivery charge, which can be pretty steep. Another kind of raised bed, well, these are very, very old. And John and Robin, have you heard of Hügelkultur?
No.
Well, they're berms. They look like berms, and they're hills. Actually, they look like old-fashioned, grave sites. So it's spelled Hugelkultur. It's a German word. So those are Hügelkultur raised beds. roughly translated hill berm culture raised beds. So they're built from the bottom up with logs and sticks and branches, wood chips, grass clippings, manure, leaves, food scraps, eggshells, coffee grounds. Does that remind you of something?
Yeah.
A big compost heap, yeah. So everything you would put into a compost heap, and believe it or not, you plant into that. It's really, really fascinating. You see them rarely these days. And I have a link for you listeners. It's from the Michigan State Extension Office. They are Master Gardener Society of Oakland County. And that link is info@mgsamoc.org. So it's really fascinating to see how these have been developed, and of course the process and method is quite old. So another question that might come up for you is, how important is it to locate your beds? Ideally, you point your beds north to south because you get the most sun exposure. And you also have ample air circulation. So the crops don't cast a shadow on each other. If you have tall crops, then locate them east to west for taller crops.
Hmm.
So, John, do you want to go to the nursery? And then we'll talk about what you can plant now.
Okay.
Start your spring gardening with a visit to Columbia Nursery. Open daily from 9 to 5:30, their greenhouses are overflowing with houseplants, and there's so many to choose from. If your outside landscaping has taken a beating this winter, freshen it up with their multiple selection of chips, mulch, and loamy soil, all located in their bulk yard. Their front-end loaders are ready to load you out in a jiffy. Stop by today at 2544 9th Street West in Columbia Falls. Columbia Nursery, 406-892-0339.
And back to you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, John. What can you plant now? Well, again, calculate back from your last frost date if you're thinking of planting outside or starting seedlings indoors. Indoors, cabbage family, just look at your calendar. I think for a Kalispell, the last frost date was June 7th this year, and for the banana belt, it was May 5th. So right around that, give or take a couple of weeks. Outside, some cool season vegetables. The soil temperature in a lot of places is between 40 and 50 degrees, so it depends on where you are. You can plant peas, carrots, beets, lettuce, spinach. But I would suggest, it gets nice and warm during the day, but at night, where I am, it was 31 this morning. So you cover your soil with clear plastic to warm it overnight, of course, and encourage seed germination, depending on where you are. Potatoes. Do you have your seed potatoes? Do you guys plant potatoes at home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Well, people ask, why can I not use supermarket potatoes? Well, seed potatoes, they're certified disease-free. So you reduce the risk of crop and soil damage. You could unintentionally introduce dangerous, long-lasting diseases. Do you know, I looked that up because I couldn't believe it, and I wanted to be as accurate as possible. The Montana seed potato economy is approximately $40 million. So let's protect that seed economy. Anyway, that was a huge number, and it's really wonderful, along with sugar beets and legumes. We have a huge economy there. Pest alerts. It's not too early to put up your wasp traps. You still have time to prune trees. We talked about that last week. On a dry day, avoid spreading disease, sanitize your tools. What kind of chores, if you really get bored out there, what kind of chores can you do now? Well, you can divide your summer and fall blooming perennials, okay? What do your tools look like? Do they need to be cleaned? Do they need to be sharpened? And for your newbie gardeners, do you have the Mont Guide, Can I Grow That Here? You will be so glad you have that as a reference. And you go to msuextension.org. And then I have a freebie for you. It's a wonderful, wonderful freebie from your extension office or MSU. If you haven't been able to go to the IPM workshop today in Missoula, you can get a free 2024 IPM calendar from MSU or your extension office. And you might say, gee, I have enough calendars. I don't need another one. But this is really a reference calendar. It shows you what can happen in your garden every month of the year, what kind of pests might show up, what might kind of diseases might show up, and what to do about them. So it's really wonderful. It's free for the asking. Your tax dollars pay for that. It's awesome. Garden to table. John and Robin, I've decided to focus sometimes on economical produce to buy during a special week. Of course, I like to buy and eat seasonally, we do here. And so right now, broccoli, beets, carrots, asparagus, you know, whatever is your taste bud directs you toward, they're very reasonable this week. And I like the supermarket, and they're not paying me to say this, so I can say it. Super One seems to have the most beautiful organic vegetables at a really good price. Next week, let's talk about hardening off your seedlings. You know, even nursery plants that you buy, they might need to be hardened off. But before I close, I would like to leave you with a quote on service by Shirley Chisholm. And she said, one of the many wise things she said, service is the rent you pay for the privilege of living on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening. Stay safe. Be well. Remember, we're in this together, and pay forward if you can. And enjoy that gorgeous weekend coming up that Sally Russell promised us.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thanks. Malika, with more tips to grow on next Thursday here on KGEZ. It's brought to you by Columbia Nursery and Landscape. Excellent advice, great customer service, serving the Flathead for 28 years. They're on 9th Street West in Columbia Falls.